We're looking at the top 10 momentum companies and the leading themes on the ASX over the last rolling quarter, and we update the list each day so we can find the best trading shares. The focus is finding the common theme within the leading momentum companies, because history shows that's where the best opportunities come from. I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finer Market Points, where we connect the leading market themes and the top performing companies for better trading. The top 10 momentum companies on the ASX for the 30th of October 2023, starting off in 10th place, is Red 5 Limited. RED is their ticker. That's the mid-tier Australian gold producer in West Oz with the King of the Hills processing hub and a 4.7 million tonne per annum capacity, up 19% over the last quarter. 9th place, Azura Minerals, AZS. They're the miner exploring and developing focus on lithium and nickel over in Western Australia. 32% rise over the last 3 months, re-entering that launch pad just 10 days ago. Arovella Therapeutics is in 8th place, ALA. Arovella is involved in the development of therapeutics for the treatment of fibrosis and other chronic diseases. They're up 23% for the quarter and re-entered the launch pad once again 14 sessions ago. 7th place, Ecograph, EGR, advanced battery graphite technology company, vertically integrated from resource development in Australia and Tanzania through to battery anode material production, and then also recover and reuse with a closed loop recycling process. 77% rise for the quarter, 39% in the last week. Launchpad was entered 15 sessions ago, top 30 momentum only 14 sessions ago. 6th place, DXB, Dimerix Limited. They're the clinical stage biopharmaceutical company specializing in inflammatory diseases, including both kidneys and respiratory diseases. Their focus is on developing their proprietary phase 3 product candidate, DMX200. Dimerix are up 169% for the quarter, 17% in the last week. Launchpad was entered over 30 sessions ago and top 30 momentum 17 sessions ago. 5th place, Strickland Metals, STK, 87% rise for the quarter. Strickland, they're the miner exploring for gold, copper, zinc, lead, and silver over in Western Australia. Entered the launch pad 34 sessions ago, top 30 momentum 22 sessions ago, and an amazing chart because they've been roaring ahead for weeks and weeks. 4th place, VMM, Viridis Mining and Minerals, re-entering the top 10 list. They're exploring for gold, nickel, copper, platinum group elements, PGE, Callowan halloysite assets across Canada, Western Australia, South Australia, and New South Wales. They're up 15% over the quarter. 3rd place, LPI, Lithium Power International, with 126% rise for the quarter. 18 days ago, they entered the launch pad and top 30 momentum 15 days ago. Lithium Power, company that's focused on lithium with projects in Chile and Western Australia. 2nd place, Bulletin Resources, BNR is their ticker. They're an explorer looking for gold and base metals across Australia. Bulletin, 113% rise for the quarter. Launchpad was entered 34 sessions ago. Top 30 momentum, 31 sessions ago. 113% rise. 1st place, Dabstra Holdings, DTC. DTC. Workplace management software as a service provider, providing integrated solutions for employee training, compliance, and safety, and 108% rise for the quarter. They've been in the launch pad over 26 sessions and re-entered the top 30 momentum just 3 sessions ago. Now we pull the lens out. They're the top 10 momentum companies, but then if we have a look at everything on the ASX and then rake them by their momentum to find the top 200 and drill down into each of those companies to understand the exposures all of those two companies have together from a thematic perspective. That's where we find the leading themes. 1st place, America's exposure. 2nd place, infrastructure as a whole sector. Interesting to see that one there. 3rd place, zinc. 4th, energy. 5th, cobalt. 6th place, Western Australian miners with 25 constituents. Big number. 7th place, biotechnology companies, specifically in the drug manufacturing segment. 8th place, battery-related companies, including cobalt and lithium. That's in 9th place. 10th place, construction exposure. The standouts growing in numbers again today. Mining shares with 56 constituents. More than one in four of the companies in the top 200 are exposed to mining. Gold explorers have 28 constituents in the top 200, and they're the leading themes on the ASX for the 30th of October 2023. I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finer Market Points.